Barber's Union, local
120.
Mr. Coleman has a few facts on the union in BC.
You want just the facts of BC?
Yeah, when did...
We were originally organized in 1899. One of the officers who played a very prominent part from 1909 was the late Mr. Clarence Herrett. H-E-R-R-E-T-T. He was secretary of this local for 30 years and was very prominent in the establishment of the local as such.
What about the... when did you say the international...
The international, the international was born in 1886. And at that time, Canada was sparsely populated, and the Trades and Labor Congress at that time could not, due to the fact of funds, were not able to organize the unorganized, and they suggested to us that we, at that time, ask the American Federation of Labor to assist us, which they did.
And when did your union affiliate with the Vancouver local, affiliate with the international?
1909, yes.
And do you remember anything of, were there any major problems or major issues in the Barbers Union that you remember?
Well, of course, in 1909, that's a little bit before my time. However, the problems of the unions in those days were similar to what we have today, only possibly in that time more pronounced. It's a service trade such as we are, which embraces the employer and employee in the one union, although while they meet separately, we do meet and as a matter of convenience and finances that we function together. The problems at that time would be, I believe, the fact that at, in that time they only had the journeymen organized. The shop owner was not a part of the union.
When did they come in?
I would say that it would be approximately 1940.
1940.
The shop owners came in as an integral part of our union and were embraced as a member of the union can hold office and has the same privileges as the journeyman. I might mention that we do meet separately. The shop owner and the journeyman do not meet together to decide any issues. The journeyman meets and decides his wages, and the shop owner meets and decides his prices and that hour and that sort of thing.
Do you have any negotiation between the negotiation takes place in the sense between the journeyman and the owner, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
And so that one part of the union negotiates with the other.
That's right. And then we come for ratification to the main body, to the union. A committee is struck by the shop owners and a committee is struck by the journeymen. They negotiate together, and when they have come to an agreement, then we take that to the union meeting and have it ratified as to what the requirements of what they've asked for. They're the final judges, yes.
And what about before 18, before this merger, or before taking in the owners, how did it run then?
Well, at that time, the journeymen, of course, negotiated on their own. The wages were very low. Barbers' wages, union wages, were as low as 17 dollars a week.
What would that be?
That would be prior to 1940, much prior to that. When the haircuts were 50 cents, which was approximately in that period, the union wage was $27.50, and that was when the time that they came together to decide to work out a solution for themselves by a marriage of convenience, so to speak, in order to further the interests of both the shop owner and the journeyman. Yeah.
Do you remember anything else? Have you always been affiliated with the Canadian, the Trades and Labor Congress, I suppose?
Yes, we have been affiliated with them. As a matter of fact, I was a public relations officer for them for some time. The Vancouver District Labor Council, I was.
The Labor Council.
And I did act for 1 year as public relations, on the public relations for the BC Fed.
You did?
Yes.
When was that?
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I would say that about 1960, somewhere in there.
Yeah. And did you ever have any strikes?
No, we've never had a strike in our history, no. We settle all things within ourselves. We've never had arbitration. We've never had conciliation. We've never had a picket line.
Never had a picket line?
No.
And any...
I don't say that we never will, but we have never had occasion, that we do settle things within ourselves.
Do you ever have much problem with non-union barbers?
Yes, they're always a problem. We have, at the present time, many non-union shops. It's a free country. They can charge what they wish. We endeavor to show them that it's of their own benefit to belong to the union, and we have been quite successful in this because we have approximately, in the whole province, approximately 90% organization, probably in Vancouver proper, which is the worst trouble spot, we have about 85% organized.
Anything else that strikes you as important in the... Did you, how active a part did your union play in the various labor issues that affected labor as a whole? For instance, things like the general strike in Vancouver in 1919.
I don't recall what part. We would do what we could. As you know, we're not a wealthy union. We would do what we could at that time. What that was done, I can't honestly tell you. But in any program of that affects labor, for instance, I was over to Port Alberni here just last week, and I made it a point to go to their picket line and offer them encouragement, and told them that I was a labor man myself and wished them every success. Again, in a tangible way, we are at times operating under fiducial spending. We're spending more than we are taking in as dues. Our dues are very low, and we naturally do not have the money to be of tangible support to many of these organizations.